Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, good morning. I'm Dave Clemens. In studio with me, I have Scott Douglas. He is the founder and CEO of Cascade Relays. Here to talk about the St. Pat's Dash. Am I saying it right? It's basically the St. Patrick's Day Dash, right?
It is.
Always shortened it up.
It's our local community event to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a 1.5-mile walk or run, 5K or a 10K. And all of the amazing, you know, food and drink and beverages that come with the holiday.
Okay. And this benefits somebody.
It does.
Ooh.
This year, Boys and Girls Club is the selected beneficiary. And so we're excited to be raising funds for our club, which is in definite need of and how they show up and serve our community. Over 300 kids that the Boys and Girls Club have been serves here locally. And so just like we do, I Like Pie on Thanksgiving. The Boys and Girls Club is our beneficiary for St. Patrick's Day Dash.
How long have you guys been doing this?
Well, Cascade Relays started producing St. Patrick's Day Dash in partnership with the Mount Bachelor Rotary. This will be our third year. And okay. So we brought the event back after a hiatus due to the pandemic, and they had a snow year that got canceled right before the pandemic. So in 2023 and 2024, and this will be our third year, 2025. So this event is still produced by Cascade Relays, and Rotary is a partner in the event. But yeah, we're still doing all the great things. This year we've got a new start finish line.
Oh, okay. Where is that going to happen?
So now we're at the Schutz Brewery at the original location where this event used to participate, you know, where it used to be hosted. So the Schutz Brewery has been awesome in sponsoring and promoting the event. And so we'll be at the Deschutes Brewery tasting room on Simpson in Colorado. And the course routes go along the river trail. So we head down to the river trail, do a loop. And like you said, you can do the 1.5, the 5K, or the 10K. On Saturday, March 15th.
I feel like there's a lot of other stuff going on too, huh? Are you guys still doing the after bash or whatever you used to call that?
Correct. Yeah. So we bring in the Yates Academy of Irish Dancers. They will do a performance. These youth that have been practicing, they practice year round to do performances. It's incredible to see young people in, you know, continue on their traditions, the Celtic traditions of dance. It's beautiful. They do a wonderful job. And then we also have the Bend Fire Pipe and Drape, you know, so they'll have their bagpipes playing. They kick off the race.
Oh, that's
just
right.
Really,
yeah,
exciting.
Cool.
To start the race and then have the bagpipers, you know, all playing and beating the drums. It's a real fascinating time. We'll have live music as well. And then the typical things of green beer. Deschutes Brewery is sponsoring and supporting by having us be their host location. And so obviously we'll have green beer as well as other beverages and some of their non-alcoholic beverages. I don't know if you've had any of their NA beers, but their Patagonia line is, they're fantastic.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So, cool. So yeah, so we're excited about, and then also Hydro Flask is our title sponsor. And so Hydro Flask is providing an engraved green, of course, right? Because if it wasn't green, what would we be doing?
Sure, right. Right. Yeah.
You know, and you can't hand me any other color that day.
St. Patrick's Day.
So that is going to be so 24-ounce Hydro Flask bottle for 5K finishers and a 30-ounce Hydro Flask bottle for the 10K.
And this is on March 15th.
Yes.
That's a Saturday.
Saturday.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And do people need to register in advance, or they show up the day of, or how does that work?
Both. We okay. prefer that they register in advance so that we can prepare for all the participants. But Bend is historically late. You know, people like to, you know, sure. wait till the very last moment to see, you know, what options they have out there. But, you know, it's a very family friendly, dog friendly, festive atmosphere. So, you know, like I said, you can go for a 1.5-mile walk along the river trail, but then come back in time to be able to, you know, have some green beer. There's going to be some great food. Deschutes Brewery catering team will have all the typical Irish fare for food, as well as the beverages that are themed to the festival day, and live music. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a little patio party at the Deschutes Brewery at Simpson, and people can go to cascaderelays.com to register beforehand. And if they don't register beforehand, they can just go show up the day of. The race, the event starts at noon. Okay. And so we ask that people show up. If they haven't registered, they show up a little bit earlier because we start right at noon.
Okay. Okay. Weather's looking pretty decent.
You know, the weather this time of year is the we're going to have the luck of the Irish, of obviously, on our team. So the last 2 years, it's been 65 and sunny.
Oh, wow.
I'm not guaranteeing that this year quite yet, or we haven't got the forecast yet. But we always have a beautiful day. And no matter what, it is a rain or shine event. So we will have the event. We'll have heaters out there, tents out there. Will, you know, and people are hardy in Central Oregon, right?
I mean, true. It's very, you know, true.
Got to enjoy the weather no matter what we get.
Okay. So go to the website, get registered. If you don't get registered, we prefer you do, but just show up.
Just show up. And yep. Then we've got lots of great opportunities for people to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You know, I think Bend lacks a really great St. Patrick's Day festival location. I mean, like, where would you go for St. Patrick's Day, Dave?
I would go to the St. Pat's Day Dash.
Good answer. I mean, that is actually the correct answer, is that, you know, where else are you going to get live music, you know, dancers, bagpipers, you know, and food, you know, and then a little fitness before you get to, you know, have that corned beef
and cabbage. Oh, and don't forget to dress up.
Absolutely. That's the wearing of the green is another thing. Like, there's a lot of people that will, you know, be in full regale and costume. Got to have green.
Do some people take the run part of it pretty serious? I mean, there are people out there that are really, really running.
Well, we have competitors. I mean, there's people that are going to toe the line and they're going to try to run their best, you know, 5K or 10K, because a lot of people are preparing for other events. You know, we got Bend Marathon coming up in April, other events that are going to happen, half marathons around Pacific Northwest. They might be getting ready for Bend Beer Chase or Cascade Lakes Relay, right?
Sure.
But the majority of people that come to our events that we see, they just want to be involved in community. They want to be there because we're benefiting our community. We're providing a great experience. They get a little something for it. I mean, a hydro flask. I mean, Dave, I mean, literally, I'm going to tell you right now, if you sign up for the 5K, it's like a $40 entry fee, and you get a $45 hydro flask. I'm no accountant, but if you're not participating in St. Patrick's Day Dash, you're losing money.
Right. You don't want to do that.
I mean, it's tax season right now. Everyone's looking at their numbers, but like, it's a way to be able to get a cool item that people are going to love, participate in a great event, raise some money for community, and have a great time. So this is what we do here at Cascade Relays.
All right. And again, the proceeds are going to Boys and Girls Clubs of Bend.
Absolutely. So
very cool.
It's going to be a great day. We look forward to seeing everyone out there.
All right. We've been talking to my friend Scott Douglas. He is the founder and CEO of Cascade Relays. Give us the website again if people want to register or just learn more.
CascadeRelays.com.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.